from Brian. Brian says, you forgot to mention the Cowboys and Giants running backs rooms are better than ours. I'm a big Tyrone Tracy fan. I think he's got a chance to be a really good back. So I tend to agree with that one. They also have Devin Singletary, and they drafted Cam Scadaboo, a player that Merrill Hodge loves. The Cowboys running back room has completely changed. Rico Dowdle moved on. They've got Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and they drafted Jaden Blue out of Texas. So, yeah, I love Javonte Williams. He's just never been able to stay healthy. You know, he was a second-round pick in 22 out of North Carolina. They had the two backs get selected out of North Carolina, both in that same draft. And he's been in Denver, and he's had a couple of good, you know, games, but he just never seems to be healthy. So, you know, young back, though, talented back. That might be right. You might be right. Dallas, the Giants, and the Eagles all may have better running back rooms than Washington. But what I said earlier was, when you view the NFC contending teams, Philly, Detroit, you know, Barkley, Gibbs, the Rams with Kyren Williams, he's certainly better than anybody we have. You even want to go to sort of those next level of contenders. Well, you could throw McCaffrey with the 49ers in there, but you could go Josh Jacobs in Green Bay, Bucky Irving in Tampa. The back situation that they have in Seattle is a good one when healthy. Aaron Jones in Minnesota. Chicago, you know, DeAndre Swift came in here and averaged over 7 yards a carry and had a back-breaking, you know, touchdown run that would have been the play of the game had it not been for the Hail Mary. Washington's running back room is bottom level in the NFC. And again, I want to make this clear. I really like Eckler when he's healthy. I think Eckler was a dynamic back for them last year. I think he was excellent for them when he was healthy. But two concussions and one short of probably, you know, he's going to be out. I don't know how long. You just, you know, hope that everything works out. And then Brian Robinson Jr.'s availability and his consistency, for sure. All right. Running backs in Washington, are they good enough? Is this running back room good enough for a Super Bowl contending team? And if not, what would you do about it? JYD, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm well.
Basically, what I would do is I like Chubb or whatever, and I would bring him in, you know, on a low-cost deal. But also, you have to look at it to say, also look at, was it our offensive line could have been better? And also, you know, are we leaving yards on the field? Are we doing the best that we can at getting every yard that we can get or whatever? That's the way I look at it. Because, I mean, Anthony Lynn is our running back coordinator. He puts the running game thing together, I believe. You know, whatever. So
yeah,
but the running back room can improve, but we also have to look at it at from other angles, such as sometimes teams don't run as well out of the gun. Always.
Well,
I'm an old.
Almost every
guy.
Team's in the gun now for the
yeah,
for
you
the
know. But sometimes teams. Do not run well out of the gun, even though everybody is doing it. Just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean
Saquon Barkley runs pretty well out of the gun.
Well, yeah, but then also when you see
Derrick Henry runs pretty well out of the gun.
Everybody in our division has a problem with their running game, except for right now Philadelphia.
Yeah,
because the Giants
had one of the great seasons in the history of the game. Yeah,
right. The Giants running backs put the ball on the ground. As good as the guy Tracy is,
I think he's good.
He has a fumbling problem.
Yep.
Scadaboo has a fumbling problem.
Right.
So you know, you when you look at it, you know, whatever. We just need to find, even if we do not bring in Chubb or Dobbins, we're going to have to make do. We can do better with our guys. And
yeah,
sometimes you have
look. Here's what I don't want. JYD, thanks for the call as always. What I don't want is I don't want Jaden Daniels to be our leading rusher in 10 games next year. I don't think that that's, you know, I don't think that's the best way to go. I think he's going to be the leading rusher in several games. 10 is probably 4 too many. You know, out of 17 games, if he's the leading rusher in 6 of those games, that's fine. I also want to see the running backs benefit from Jaden being a run threat. You know, just like Derrick Henry, not that Derrick Henry's not a great back. We understand that he is. But did anybody see that season coming from him last year? No. But one of the reasons is what Lamar is as a run threat. You know, Saquon Barkley's got a quarterback who's a run threat. You know, all of those option-style plays, we saw it beginning in 2012 with Alfred Morris and how he benefited from Robert being a run threat. And I want to see our backs benefit from that. And some of that can be offensive line, and some of that can be quarterback decision-making. But it would be great to have a dynamic back, an explosive back, standing next to Jaden. Debo is a physical back, and he's going to gain yards, and he's going to be in the backfield. You know, I could certainly see 5 to 7 carries a game for Debo Samuel in 2025. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No problem. See, part of the problem is everyone wants an elite back, and there's only a finite number of elite personnel for each position. And this isn't 1990. This isn't pre-1994 where you could just spend a boatload of money and go sign Wilbur Marshall or whoever else was a free agent at the time. There's a reason, other than the veteran preference, there's a reason Chubb and Dobbins are out there right now.
Yep.
How many different teams has Dobbins been on?
Well, 2. Last year, the Chargers was that was his second team. Yeah.
And Chubb
had just
one devastating injury. Right, but Chubb had one devastating injury and then came right back and got another devastating injury.
He's had both of them have a long litany of injury, you know, situations, and they're recent.
Right. So that's part of the reason they're out there.
Yeah,
you can kick the tires on them, but do you want to hang your hat on them being bell cows? See, that's the issue.
I just know
there.
They could be. See, Anthony, what I would say is I know they could be more so than any back that's on the roster, but I understand that there's great risk, and so I'm not the medical person. I just would hope that Washington would continue to think in terms of upgrading their running back room, which would certainly, I think, result in at least a look-see on both of them.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but see, the problem with that is even if they get the medical clearance, there's still the potential.
Of course.
To be right back in the same boat again.
Just like there is with Brian Robinson Jr. and Eckler heading into the season.
Right, but see, I'm of the belief that it was more offensive line than the running backs.
Yep.
I mean, because the inside players, they get beat with quickness all the time. Allegretti, the other guard, and Cosby, they get a swim move done against them, and they're automatically beat. So that was, in my opinion, that was more of the problem than the actual running backs.
Okay. Appreciate it, as always, Anthony. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Owen. Owen's calling from Dallas. Owen, what do you say?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Ideally, yes, we need a new bell cow in the room. I mean, to be honest, the point is, or that has kind of already passed with the draft and the height of free agency. But I think our offense kind of did a complete disservice to Brian Robinson. I just don't think he's a zone running back. And I can't tell you how many times I'm screaming at the TV last year, watching him take snaps out of shotgun. I think the last caller talked about this a little bit. But
well, they run duo and gap out of shotgun, too. It's not the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, the running game did have success early in the season. I do admit that. I just think, you know, Brian Robinson, he's a downhill runner. I don't think he has that quick burst from shotgun to really burst into the gap. I just think that our offense can scheme up something a little bit better for him. I don't think it's all on Brian Robinson. I mean, I know he was a little inconsistent throughout the year, especially towards the back half, but hey, I mean, I'm putting this on offense and Cliff to scheme something up better, because I'll be honest, this is probably going to be our bell cow. I don't think J.K. Dobbins is really going to take the ropes here if we do sign him, but I'm putting this a lot more on our offensive scheme than Brian Robinson right now.
All right. I mean, look, Brian Robinson had some good games last year. You know, when he was healthy, he had some really good games. I think there were games in which he absolutely benefited from having a dual threat quarterback standing next to him. You know, the game that he was really, where did he rip off that big like 50-yard run
Tennessee.
Early in the game? Was that Tennessee,
Tennessee?
Or Arizona? Tennessee. He had some good games last year. I think he's a good back. I don't think he's slow.
Yeah.
I don't think he's non-explosive. I think he's very good yards after contact. I think he proved in 2023 that he can actually catch the ball better than anybody thought he could out of the backfield, even though that wasn't necessarily the emphasis last year. And if they end up with Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Ekeler, along with Debo as, you know, a weapon occasionally used as a running back as well, I think they're going to be okay. I just think going into this offseason, I was hoping that they were going to aim much bigger and land on something with much greater sort of bell cow potential. And I thought the draft presented opportunities for that, but they went with best player available on their board. And by the time they got to the seventh round, they took a guy. We'll see. I mean, maybe he is the guy. Maybe we'll see the first seventh rounder since Pacheco be a real factor in an NFL backfield. But I would definitely look at Chubb and Dobbins. They're both, in terms of what they are at their best, it's not even close compared to what Washington has in their room. Chubb's best light years ahead of Brian Robinson Jr. And his best. And I'm really focusing in on that position, the first down back. J.K. Dobbins, his explosiveness, there's nothing that equals that on the roster right now. So I would look at both of those players, and if there is a belief that they could be healthy for the majority of the season and it's not super expensive, I'd bring them in. Let's go to John in Falls Church. John, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So I don't know if I'm going to say anything that you haven't heard already in these calls, but I think the biggest additions they made for Jaden's sake are going to help the running game the most.
Sure.
You know, this offensive line is going to be so much better, and they might even put him in position to not be playing from behind a bunch or having to score, you know, on big passing plays late in the game. So it could just be one of those situations where now they can run downhill sometimes. They can get behind these big guys, and they don't have to worry about one guy getting hurt, ruining the whole scheme, because they've got some depth now. And really having just like a solid offensive line. They're not going to turn into Jim Harbaugh football where you just run all the time downhill. But it could be that in late in games, like other defenses actually get worn out for a change.
Look, let's not forget, Washington finished as the third best rush offense in total yards in the league last year. The problem with that, of course, is that the quarterback led them in rushing with 891 yards, averaging 6 yards a carry. And you don't mind that with the scramble yardage, and a lot of it is scramble yardage, but a lot of it also is designed runs and option runs. And they were fine as a run team because of the quarterback last year, and Brian Robinson Jr. and Ekeler had their moments. Hell, Rodriguez had a moment or two last year. I just think, imagine this offense with a, you know, bell cow, first, second, third down back, but definitely a first and second down back that plays next to Jaden and could end up being a 1,400 or a 1,500-yard back next year. I mean, you know, with double-digit touchdowns. That now you've got to defend everything in a different way. I think that would be exciting. And I'm not suggesting that Chubb and Dobbins can be those players or would be those players because of health. But when they are healthy, they're better than anything they have on the roster right now. Both of those players are. Let's go to Kurt in Hagerstown. Kurt, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Kevin, thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, sure. One thing my dad told me a long time ago, running backs are dime a dozen. 10 out of 12, you fine, will get the job done. If your offensive line is working right order and your offensive coordinator scheming it up right, I think that we got the right people in the room. We just got to put them in the right position. Robinson needs to be solo, short yardage, goal line type of guy. Bob Merritt's going to get some run. Eckler, I love the way he doesn't go down after the first contact. I think you're going to see maybe four or five running backs get over 300, 400 yards. And at the end of the season, Daniel's going to lead the team in rushing again. But we're going to be a top five rushing offense. And if they work it out right and you slide in some Debo backfield stuff with the new rookie, you know, running sweeps, it's going to be ugly for fantasy guys in our running back field, but it's going to look beautiful watching. It's going to be everybody getting the ball.
It's very possible you're right about that. There's no doubt. And at the same time, what's also true is imagine a high-level running back along with Jaden Daniels for a defensive coordinator to stay up at night trying to game plan
year,
for
man. We already got the left tackle. We got the wide receiver. We hit all these big spots, man. We got, you know, rookie right tackle, rookie
corner. I just want more.
Shutdown. I mean, we can't get it all in 1 year, Kevin. Come on, man. Let's save a little bit for next year, man. We'll get
well, I don't want to save anything. This is the window to try to go win it all, and the draft was loaded with backs, and you've got two elite-level talents out there.
J.K. Dobbins and Chubby with his broken-ass knee, man. He's had like 17 ACLs, man. Come on, man.
It's not 17.
Those guys are going to be available anytime during the season if we have five injuries to our running back field, because we got five running backs that I'm sure that Adam Peters sees a better than Dobbs and Chubb. Now, I know that's not realistic when you look at the film and when you look at them on the field, but when you talk about them being there every day in practice, being there every day at every game, they're reliable. You know, Chubb's and Dobbs, that's a splash, man. And we need to just
well,
go
it's not
with
a,
what we got.
It's
and,
not
and
a splash because it would be very inexpensive. But look, you answered
like
the question,
man.
And your answer is not unreasonable. That's why I asked the question, because I think there are good arguments on both sides. Yeah. You think the running back room is good enough? And
because of the way we run our offense, because of Jaden Daniels, you were scary. We're scary, whoever you put back there. The key is to keep people healthy.
We're not as scary as we could be, though.
Yeah, but we could be if we put them in the right spot. Like having Brian Robinson on some of the plays when it should be more of a scat guy. It should be more of an Eckler. You know, the rotation, I think, is very key that people don't notice. There's certain times where you need guys on the outside, and there's certain times when you're like, man,
well, you need
Robinson's
them to both be
their,
dressed and active to have that kind of rotation.
So.
You need them both dressed and active to have that kind of rotation, which you didn't have for a lot of the games last year because they both missed games last year.
That's true. That's why those guys are going to be on the phones. They'll be calling. They'll be getting ready to call people in. Watch. We'll have big name.
Yeah, I'm just
veteran.
I just like. I'd like to see them call even before they need to call. That's all. Because it's really not
sure
going to be
will.
A
sure
high risk. There's not going to be a lot of risk to signing one of those two players if they liked him and thought that they were healthy enough. But your answer is a totally reasonable
healthy,
one. I think the answers
healthy,
to this question are you can make the case for either or. I would love to see a much better, explosive, dynamic, you know, every down back on this roster. But if they don't have one, it's not that I think they can't be great on offense again. They were great on offense last year with this same running back room and they without Debo Samuel and without Laremy Tunsil up front. So I already think there's a chance that everything could be more productive this year. Thanks for the call. Good call. Telly, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Well, to the Redskins. What's up, Kev?
What's up, Telly?
Yeah, man. So I believe they have – I believe the running back room is a go. It's good to go. I believe with a couple of callers, it's a lot heavier on the scheme. If you put them running backs in the right position, I think they can be problems for not only our division but for the league. I do agree about the shotgun situation. Yes, Henry does run out the shotgun, but he runs out of other formations as well. I think entirely too many times we have Brian Robinson out in the shotgun. I would like him to be out there single or in the pistol or staggered pistol, but not in the shotgun. You have Eckler in the shotgun or another running back. Okay, now you're scheming up something. I wouldn't mind another running back coming in that room. I think the 1 and 2 and 3, it would be Robinson, C-Rod, and then your third man, the Eckler, or another running back. But that 1-2, I think definitely C-Rod should have more touches this season. And I think if you give the opportunities to B-Rod, he will shine. But again, you said consistency. It has to be consistency on the offensive coordinator as well. Mm-hmm. When running game is working, you have to continue to pound that ball if it's working. I've seen too many times B-Rod to get 10 yards, 15 yards, and then he don't get the ball back until two possessions later. So it got to be consistency on both sides. Running back position is a rhythm position. It gets the lineman in rhythm. It gets the running back in rhythm. When them boys are going forward and pounding and crushing people, then you get great offensive pass protection. Hell to the Redskins, WB.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. There are a few more of you on hold, several of you. We'll let you guys weigh in next segment. Then I do want to get to something that we talked about yesterday related to Caitlin Clark. We will do that before the end of the hour. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.